And here is the Vegan's Almanac for today, the 16th of February, 2025. Today is World Whale Day. Whales are a widely distributed and diverse group of fully aquatic marine mammals. Whales migrate thousands of miles seasonally to find food and give birth. Blue whales can live to be 80 to 90 years old, while orcas live 45 years. Some bowhead whales have been known to live up to 200 years. Blue whales grow to 98 feet in length and are the largest animal to ever live on Earth. The smallest whale, the toothed dwarf sperm whale, grows between 6 to 9 feet long. Whales are extremely intelligent and are believed to experience a variety of feelings and emotions. Many different species of whales communicate with each other by using complex songs. Whales are the keystone of the ocean's balance through nutrient cycling and carbon sequestering. Whales are efficient at capturing and storing atmospheric carbon directly in their large bodies throughout their long lives. When whales die, their carbon-rich bodies sink to the seafloor, where that carbon is trapped and prevented from returning to the atmosphere as carbon dioxide. Whales also indirectly contribute to carbon capture by providing nutrient-rich waste to phytoplankton, which absorb large amounts of carbon dioxide. As whaling became industrialized in the 16th century and beyond, the populations of different whale varieties began to diminish, but it wasn't until the 1960s that humans began to take note and be concerned about the dwindling populations. Many whale species were declared endangered in the 1960s and 70s. Whales are affected by plastics, chemicals, and industrial waste that threaten their habitat. Climate change and global warming affect their source of food and duration of migration. Many species have been overfished despite regulation, and recovery time can be long when it comes to commercial whaling. Whales are killed inadvertently as bycatch by today's fishing industry. The most endangered whale species right now is the North Atlantic right whale, with less than 400 individuals remaining. We can cut out as many single-use plastics from our lives as possible, and we can commit to a plant-based diet for the whales, as animal agriculture and the fishing industry are the biggest contributors of ocean pollution, global warming, killing whales, and damaging their habitats. February 16th is also World Almond Day. The cultivation of almond trees began along the Mediterranean Sea around 4000 BC, and almonds were placed in King Tut's grave to nourish him in his afterlife in 1352 BC. Filled with vitamin E, magnesium, protein, and fiber, almonds help fight heart disease. Studies have shown that almonds can help reduce belly fat and lower cholesterol. Almonds are a great source of antioxidants that nourish the skin, reduce signs of aging, and several of the compounds in almonds fight skin cancer. Efforts have been made to cast almond agriculture in an unfriendly light, but the production of almond milk uses a tiny fraction of the land used by the dairy industry, creates about one-third the greenhouse gases as the dairy industry, uses about half of the water as the dairy industry, and contributes to about one-tenth of pollution to waterways as the dairy industry. So enjoy life-giving almonds today. Today is the birthday of Gretchen Weiler, born on this day in 1932. Gretchen Weiler was a dancer and actress whose career spanned more than 5 decades. In 1955, Gretchen got her big break in Silk Stockings, followed by Damn Yankees. She made her London debut in Sweet Charity in 1958, performing before Queen Elizabeth. Weiler aimed to shut down horse slaughtering factories, prohibit the use of animal testing in research and development, and improve the treatment of animals in zoos and circuses with her motto, "Animals should have the right to run if they have legs, swim if they have fins, and fly if they have wings." It's also the birthday of Rip Esselstyn, born on this day in 1963. Rip Esselstyn is an American health activist, food writer, and former firefighter and triathlete. He is known as an advocate of the low-fat, whole-food, plant-based diet that excludes all animal products and processed foods. He has appeared in two documentaries, Forks Over Knives and The Game Changers. He is the author of several books, including The Engine 2 7-Day Rescue Diet. Rip is also the host of the Plant Strong podcast. And here is a poem for today, The Whale by John Donne. At every stroke his brazen fins do take, more circles in the broken sea they make than cannons' voices. When the air they tear, his ribs are pillars, and his high-arched roof of bark that blunts best steel is thunderproof. Swim in him swallowed dolphins without fear, and feel no sides, as if his vast womb were some inland sea. And ever as he went, he spouted rivers up, as if he meant to join our seas with seas above the firmament. He hunts not fish, but as an officer stays in his court at his own net, and there all suitors of all sorts themselves enthrall. So on his back lies this whale wantoning, and in his gulf-like throat sucks everything that passeth near. Fish chaseth fish, and all, flyer and follower, in this whirlpool fall. The Whale by John Donne. This has been the Vegan's Almanac with the reminder to love animals and